Do we really ever honestly expect Nate's estimates to be right on how long something is gonna take?
Look, I've been dating him for 10 years. I know that he runs on NATO time, which is this weird alternate way that time moves outside of everyone else's time.
Yeah.
Basically, see, here's the thing. Nate estimates the time it would take Sasha to do anything.
If people have listened to those games.
Haha, crossover jokes. Go listen to Project Pixie, Internet.
Do it. Although I am upset that we lost the game where Anichka and Mikhail hook up.
Oh, did we lose that? Yeah, nobody can find the
No
first
one can
episode of.
find it!
No one can find freaking Doom House. And we have
It's
the
so
second two
mysterious!
episodes.
What happened to Doom House? Where did you put it?
I have my suspicions, but for the sake of not offending anybody, I will not name them at this time.
You can name
Is
them,
it
and then we
me?
can cut it out later.
Is it me?
Damn it, NATO!
That a cat is being a little jerk and getting into everything. And needs to
Aw,
cut that out.
baby! What's he getting into?
Everything.
What's everything?
All of the things. I'm not even hurting you, Gunny. I'm not even lifting you up by the scruff of your neck. I'm just pinching the scruff of your neck. 'Cause I want you to stop that.
Stop that. I'm free. You can't make me do anything.
Gunny, stop. You're making
Oh, baby!
you're being a pain. Quit being a pain.
Been a while since we've heard Gunny.
Hi, Gunny.
Damn it! What you doing? Ruining the tension is what.
Are you ruining the tension by being a little cutie? Is that what's going on? And out of curiosity, is the dodge then set on initiative 4 as well? Initiative 4 of height.
I hope not.
Since I
I
know
don't.
that,
I don't. As far as the rules, I'll look up. But as far as the rules for knockdown, though, I don't think you're knock. You're. I think you just have to make an athletics roll. Make a set dedicated to athletics to act. I don't think you have to necessarily make one that is faster than what you're doing.
No, I mean, I think if. I'm questioning if the because it, normally in the case of like ties, like I hit you hit
Height.
me, you I hit you hit me, height breaks the and the same width, height breaks tie. So I'm
Right.
wondering if for the purposes of that, getting up from a knockdown, like getting up from being knocked down, puts you at like
At a
push with whatever
disadvantage?
action that you do
Did
at the
she
same
also get
height.
2x9?
No, she got 2x5. That's why I'm asking. She got fives. So if it is if the action that you do is limited to the same width and height of your athletics, which would make sense to me, but I don't know if
I
that's the actual
it would make sense, but I don't think it's in the rules. I believe the rules just I'll look it up here, but I believe the rules for knockdown just say that you have to
That's what I was wondering. Like I
actually
said,
it might even be
like I said, mechanically that would make a lot of sense to me. But
going
if it's
to
not part of the rules, then I'm okay.
sneak back, knock, shots in. Out of the box.
She looked it up and wanted even water. I'm really thirsty.
All right. I don't think it says at all. I think it just says.
Right, I'm back.
Right. The answer is it doesn't say. The literally the only thing it says is that it normally takes a round to get up or only a single action within athletics. It doesn't say whether your other actions are limited by the width of that athletics or not. It says it like does not. There is no, as far as I can tell, no larger section dealing with knockdown. It's literally just.
Okay.
I would assume that it means you only need to make a set to act then, because most people, like I'm sort of on the high end of really good at athletics and stuff. So most people would be lucky to even make two sets with splitting actions with one athletics in a more standard powered game,
Well,
but it's up to you.
I go. I won't make that ruling in this case. If this were Ashton, I would because I hate your character in Ashton.
Speaking of Ashton, there is one thing I remembered.
What's that?
I would have still gotten my attack off the turn, Riot knocked me down, because as we ruled, knockdown doesn't stop that round's action.
It only does if the damage breaks your set.
Oh, right. We argued that if the damage still breaks your set, you would. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, the damage. Otherwise, I would have actually had you do that. So.
Right. I always forget that knockdown still causes one damage.
Yes. So yes, if this were Ashton, I would say that you're total that your action is totally limited by the height, all to give you even less reason to have me counter spam knockdown your character who constantly spams knockdown in Ashton.
Look, if this were Ashton, this wouldn't come up because my character in Ashton rolls two, like three fucking dice for athletics for the most of the time.
Look,
So the
what I'm
answer
trying to
to
say is that I use
the
that.
answer to does she split actions with something in athletics is no, she does not. She just spends around getting up.
So yes, thrash, and I was suggesting to do that, but it's not, so I'm not going to. Until Opera just starts spamming knockdowns on literally goddamn everybody.
And to be fair, I don't usually.
Yes.
Opera does not often knock people down. He does like to disarm guns and weapons, but he doesn't knock down much.
Yes. So long as you keep sparing on this one particular mechanic of the game that really annoys me in street level games, I'll be nice.
Look, I'm sorry. I made a character who's only good at combat maneuvers. That's literally the only thing she can do in combat other than like buff allies.
Unfortunately, Wild Talents does not have a lot of combat maneuvers that aren't
That is not my fault. And in my defense, until my character, nobody knew that those mechanics were that annoying.
It's true. Okay,
I would
so
have, had I known that now, I would have considered making a character with some more offensive options.
well, that's why she's learning.
Yes, that's why she's learning
That's
martial arts.
why the GM just keeps throwing you alternate options to fighting, so you stop goddamn doing that shit.
Well, if you didn't always have me fight goddamn practically one on one, because I have my other thing, but it only works if I'm fighting at least two people, and we always
So
fight like one really tough dude.